Somebody asked me, say, Pastor Hope, you are going to preach today. I say, there is time to preach. Today we want to pray. We want to pray today, today in a prayer. And because of the testimony we had on Sunday, how many of you here today, you were not in our Sunday service for any reason at all? Maybe you are not a member of our church, or you just couldn't come to church. Can you wave your hand? Those of you were not here last Sunday. Wow. Everybody. Put down your hand. All of you now visit us. If you be our member, but you couldn't come to church on Sunday, can I see your hand? You couldn't come. Wow. Put down your hand. Pastor Thomas, see the number of offering where we miss. Amen. Okay. Now that's in a lighter mood. Now listen, church. That testimony, I have been meditating from that Sunday till now. But just watch the screen. If they can screen that testimony for a few minutes.
Praise the church and talk to them.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord! Today we want to give thanks to the Most High God. We want to thank God. We don't know where to start the thanksgiving. We don't know how to say it. Because it is a mystery. It is a miracle. If you check one of the main words of this ministry, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
That's right.
Mysteries. This baby we carry in our hands here today began a journey 7 years ago. You might believe it, you might not believe it, but there are proofs. She was conceived immediately we married. She was confirmed. Pregnancy test was done. Urine and blood. And my wife started going for antenatal. However, problem started. At a point, the doctor said, sorry, there's nothing there. I said, how can? It's not possible. What about the previous test we did? He said, probably maybe she has lost the baby. I said, but how come? So we stopped. She stopped going to the hospital, but the baby was growing. At the point, the baby stopped growing. We went back to the hospital. That's in the first year I'm talking about. We went back to the hospital. They did urine test. They said negative. Not pregnant. The doctor said, okay, go ahead and do blood test. The blood test, pregnancy test, indicated that she was pregnant. So how come? But when we went for scan, there was nothing inside. So we kept on, and the battle began that way. One scan here, this test, that test. And I will try to wrap it up because I want her to say a few things as well. We went doing all kind of tests. At a point, we did hormonal tests, all sorts of tests to confirm what is the composition of a pregnant woman's body. They all indicated that she was pregnant. In fact, if you saw her, you will know what she looked like. I believe the group members, you know what we are talking about. In the process, we met different people. You know when trouble starts? You meet different kinds of people. We met different pastors. I'm talking about before we got into this place, sir. And there were people who tried to do all sorts of things, complicate the process, make it difficult. But we thank God. Somebody about four years ago, somebody directed us and we came here. And I can tell you, God is here.
Amen.
The Bible says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like men, like dream. Instead, they do us like dream. They begin in our hand, but if they be us like dream, each day we wake up and say, now you be this. Because you could see a baby kicking in the womb. You go to the scan will tell you there is nothing.
Hey!
You could wake up in the night and see that, a baby can kick a leg here,
yes,
like this. And you see it. If you go the following day and go for the scan will say nothing. And the doctors too, they are scientists, they will say, as long as there is no evidence, there is nothing. They could not even administer her properly. Only two medical doctors were able to agree and say, yes, there is a baby. But in all the places we were going, however, when we got here, we started, my wife joined the group. I didn't really join any group because I was always traveling, going up and down. But we started coming to the service, to vigils, particularly the vigils. We met the ministers of God, the prophets of God. We really bless you. I would not want to mention all the names, but there were a lot of help that we received in prayers, in different encouragement. The different groups, Avesta and Contenders Group, Overcomers Group, they were consciously following up because there were so many battles. I can tell you today, this baby came out 7 days to our marriage anniversary.
Hey, Jesus. 777.
Daddy, even here, she was the seventh baby.
Even here again, she was the seventh baby. Put your hands together now. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hey!
It wasn't an easy journey. I don't know which part to talk about. Is it the fight? Is it the disagreement? The quarrel? The loss of direction? But one thing I said was that if God cannot save us, then nobody
shall. Sure.
Because there were babalawos. There were people, different kind of advice, different places that would say, come, let's go here. But I know if you get something from the devil, he will add millions of problems along.
Sure.
But this baby is a baby of grace. How she came is just God.
Amen.
It's just God. We bless the name of God.
Hallelujah.
I would not, different dimensions I would love to talk about, but I'm forgetting.
We understand.
A lot of things that we went through. There were times when the baby started growing, because it was like the baby stopped growing. And when the baby started growing and the changes started. Daddy, you remember, sometimes last year we came here to do marriage Thanksgiving. It was one of the messages. We played the tapes at home. We were playing the tapes and I was trying to bath and God was ministering something to my ear to go and do Thanksgiving. We have not done marriage Thanksgiving since we finished the marriage. When we came here to do Thanksgiving, the following month was when the change began.
Clap your hands now. Hey!
And the baby started developing and picking up. A baby that has stopped to grow. How she was surviving, we do not know.
Hey.
Scientists refused to believe, but we know what was inside. A few of the scientists believed and saw evidence. The baby began to grow. We were almost going to make a mistake because the devil was waging serious war to say, all right, if they say there is nothing, we were going to do some form of medical procedure and flush out. I gave my wife the money. Say, okay, let's do this procedure. Try it and see. She went the first time. They said they were not ready. Then second time. Then she came to the church and said that she didn't want to take that procedure. That if God could change things, the money I gave to her, she was going to sow it.
Jesus.
That same, everything just coincided. That following month, again, was when the baby was confirmed that, oh, the doctor said, oh, there is something here.
Clap your hands now. It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's the answer. I know that. It's a miracle.
And by the time the pregnancy began to develop, but before, the last part, Daddy, is that before we confirmed again that the baby had started developing and that they could see the baby, certain things started happening. First of all, somebody died. Then another person died, number two. Then somebody died, number three. Then somebody died, number four. Then somebody died, number five. Then somebody died,
number six.
Then somebody died, number seven.
Number seven!
Hallelujah!
Only God can do this. And the enemy submitted.
Daddy, we met a minister of God somewhere who told us, if I do this thing, which you will give me? That if I do it, he said in Yoruba, Timbanda shaking the kiloma for me. If I do this thing, which you will give me? I said, there is nothing I can give you. I will only thank God. We left
right.
him.
That's right.
It is only God that did it. I am telling you. This is not magic. This is for real. See, the baby's hand, the eyes, she's so beautiful. The legs, everything.
It makes all things beautiful in his time.
I will reserve the small part. There are so many things in this journey about it.
I know.
But God just kept us. God kept us.
Let's hear briefly.
We even fought. We fought now.
Plenty of things.
We fought very
well. We know, 7 years, it will be serious. Okay, let's hear our sister very briefly. You want to hear the full testimony, then you can visit them at home.
He has already said everything.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank God for saving my life and saving the baby's life.
Amen.
And I want to thank my group members, Overcomer, Avestas, and Contenders for their prayers. And the day that I wanted to deliver this baby, I called our daddy in the Lord. He prayed for me and he told me that we deliver this baby safely, that I should not fear. And I thank God that God delivered me and God take away shame from me. Anytime I go to market, I change my market because they will tell me, I want to deliver. Anytime any one of them said, you've not put to bed, I have to stop going to that market. I will go to another market again because all eyes are on me. But I just give God the glory.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
You see, what she just said now, I said there's different parts of this testimony. When the time for delivery came, that day it was battery. You were called that time. And she was on phone that time. That was when she could know what was happening. And you said she was going to deliver the baby safe and sound. No problem. I believe prayers were going on. And I believe that the word spoken, that things changed.
Amen.
The baby was coming, and suddenly the baby stopped. Because one of the things I did not mention before was that there were days when you will see the tummy big. During those 7 years, the tummy will be big. You will see that, it's like she's even about to deliver. Maybe 2 days later, the thing will shrink. If you tell people, they'll say, maybe she ate too much. It's not, this is not, listen, in Africa we did. There were too many evil work.
God.
But the Bible says, for this purpose, Jesus came.
Yes, sir.
That the work of darkness might be.
Yes, sir. Now, there's a reason why I show this testimony. Because of time. She carried this pregnancy for 7 years. That is the summary of that testimony. 7 years. It's an aspect of the testimony she gave, where she says it was such a reproach until where she sell her market. When she go, they will say, you never born. She go come change market. Because of shame, reproach. And something about testimony, why we allow such testimony, one is to glorify the name of the Lord, and two, it becomes instructive in the area of faith. Somebody learns something. That if God can do it for this one, He will do it for me too. He made a statement. He said, they say, go here, go here, go here. He remained focused and said, if God cannot do it for me, no one else can do it. And I want you to note that he was directed here when the pregnancy was already 4 years. That's when he found this place. And after he found this place, something made them to have faith enough to say they believe God will meet them here. And they remained here. I know several times the ministers picked her up, the prophet, one or two, who didn't know she was here, and said, there's a woman like this, she will come out. They gave up revelation. I know on two occasions, because I bring her to the altar to pray for her, I had to ask, say, come, now una they see. What do una see for this pregnancy? It don't tell now. If something dead, they are dead, make the thing come out now. I know the prophet has said, that is what I saw. There is a baby there. But they will go for test. Doctor will say, no baby there. But see one interesting thing in church. When the battle was over, look, for every problem that has a beginning, there is an end. Anything that has a beginning must have an end. Every problem you are going through, it started one day. One day it must end. Somebody, your own day is today. Who is the person? Today is the end of your own. And when God's time begins, amen. Hallelujah. He will step in. One by one. 7 years. Seven people were involved. One by one, they started dying. One by one. One by one. One by one. Can this be coincidence? You are writing names on a piece of paper. And Prophet Sunday was not here on Sunday. He was in Benin ministering there. So to end up the ministration for this prayer, he said you will shout how many times? Can we screen this scripture? Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8. Open it in your Bibles and maybe underline it if you have not underlined it. Verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. This is what the Spirit of God said. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for what? For signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when you are a Christian, you have come to Mount Zion. That's what the Bible says. The city of God. The dwelling place of the Most High. Church, on Sunday, we are spiritual people. There are two things here we pick immediately. Hallelujah. One is that it gives us faith that God is going to fight a battle for us. He was bringing that for us to key in. So that we will key into that testimony and give us prayer points. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. He's not a partial God. If He did it for that family, He will do it also for you. Every testimony, every opportunity of a testimony is for you to key in. You have the same problem. The way God did it for him, he will do it also for me. Then you begin to pray. And we shall pray before we close now. Praise the Lord. After today, there will be burial in the camp of your enemies. All those who say you will not prosper. All those that have been frustrating you, that close your doors of blessing. That have kept you up till now. You are due to marry for marriage. You are still not married. With all the connections you have, with all the money you have, your businesses are closing down. Somebody here, after today, as he did it to the family of Brother Owoye, that is how he will also do it for you from today in the name of Jesus. And I'm happy you are here this morning. I'm happy you are here this morning. You have your certificate, the enemy said you will not use it to work. He could not stop you from getting that certificate. He will not stop you from getting that job. Today is the end of that nonsense. If I am talking to you, shout that amen very well. Spiritual people, be sensitive enough when God is talking to us. The second thing is more serious than that. It's more serious than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we know the story of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet. We know what happened. He was in the belly of the well when he was thrown in the sea. He entered the belly of the well. How many days? 3 days. And Jesus Christ was telling the Jews, they're looking for a sign. The only sign that God will give you is the sign of Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the well for 3 days. So shall the Son of Man be under the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. He said it. So, when the Bible says, I and the children which God has given me were for signs and wonders. Church, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, we are called according to God's purpose. Every one of us here, we are on earth here to fulfill a purpose of God. He created all things for His pleasure. That's why I say, if you are called according to God's purpose, nothing works your way anymore. All you should pray is, thy will be done, and give me grace to go through. Now, the sign was a sign for salvation. And it did not end. God is still giving us signs. This ministry, amen, this ministry is a fulfillment of an agenda of God for salvation. Anytime people come here, you're watching us around the world, watching our broadcast now, many of you, all you know about us is miracle signs and wonders, prophecies, healing, deliverance. Somebody called us 2 days ago or so. He said, when we place our hand, as we shall be placing the hand again today, he said that somebody directed them to our station and gave them the phone numbers he called. That the person gave him testimony that he was suffering for 5 years or so asthma, and that one day he saw the hand on the screen, he placed his hand on the screen and asthma disappeared. So anybody that is sick, just wait on Tuesday. When you see that hand there, place it there. That is what they know this church for. If you want genuine prophecy, go to Bride Assembly. The prophet will design you from beginning to the day you die. So, what do you know us for? You know us for prophecies. But let me tell you, we are more than that. What we are gathered here for is more than that. Oh, it's more than that. We are a product of a move of God that is rounding up for the salvation of the Gentiles. We are a group of people that have responded to a message. To a message. God, the number 7 is God's number for completion. Hallelujah. The matter of creation was in 7 days, everything was settled. 7, 7, 7. And we are for signs and wonders. When I say sign, a sign, speaking of something that God is doing, He gives a sign for you to know something is going on. It's not magic. It's not to entertain us. It is for us to understand and take a stand. When we preach here, some people know us as critics. We are not critics. Listen to what we are saying. Somebody testified in Cameroon. He said he was from choosing. They were the ones scattering that part of Cameroon with a yellow apron. He said he jammed this station, and all he had was, I was criticizing ministers. So he switched off. How this man just criticizing people. Another time, he said, make it joy yelling that man when they criticize something, they talk again today. He said he put it off. But when you are in a program of God, God is unstoppable. We have been brought up. Instead of us to listen to what people are saying, you are not patient enough to catch what we are saying. Don't look at how I am saying it. I don't go to Bible school. So they didn't teach me how to preach in a way that I will not hurt anybody. I don't know how to preach. I will say it the way it is. If you are a thief, I will say you are a thief. I don't know how else to say it. He go pay you, say, why you go call me thief? Okay, I should have said, oh, don't take what does not belong to you. Why are you saying thief? That's too hard. Eh? Okay, how do you want me to comment this man? Where they beat a wife? How come a yeye man? He's a yeye man that will beat his wife. A normal human being will not beat his wife. The Bible says if you do that, you are like a madman beating himself. Because you and the wife, you are one. If you beat your wife, you are beating yourself. You are a madman. Okay, so how do you want me to talk to that one now? There is evidence. In Greece, say, I beat my wife. Then I will say, no, you see, you don't beat your wife. It's not good. He don't know, say, it's not good. He knows. He don't know, say, it's not good. He's a shameless man that will beat a woman. And worse, with a carry Bible, they go to church. A disgrace to Christianity. Sorry, I'm too hard on you. Where the brother are they? I'm sorry, I can't say it different from this. But when God wants you to hear what this critic they say, what did God do? He said he allowed thunder struck in the area, and all other stations that he loved to watch, including choosing station, went off. Only Pride Assembly, Pride Television remained. So, hallelujah, he was forced to now listen to what this critic is saying. That was when he began to say, this man, they talk sense, oh. And he received his deliverance from the denominational spirit. Listen, church, when you come here, listen, that word is seven. That is why all of us, all the ministers, and all the church members that understand the agenda of God, we became very, very worried. Now, catch it. We believe that this woman, this testimony, 7 years pregnant. 7 years pregnant to deliver a baby, an expectation. We believe that that baby was a sign. It's a sign. Something is about to happen. Let me prove it to you. Because it is not coincidence. It's not. It's a sign. No matter how many prayers were offered, it had to last 7 years. Why? It is God's number for completion. What is God telling us? He's completing something. He's completing something. In God's agenda, the gospel left Israel to the Gentiles. It is supposed to go through 7 church ages. And we know, according to our teaching, that we are now in the 7th church age. And this is the age that we see the rapture. 7. Number 7. You see? Everything about that baby was 777. If I can remember some of them. 7 years pregnant. 7 years pregnant. Hallelujah. And during the 7 years, I mean, after God said it is over, 7 people died. Okay. And they delivered that baby 7 days to their wedding anniversary. And that baby was dedicated on the 7th month of the year. And which year? Hallelujah. The year is 2014. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4. How many? Okay. 7. And we dedicated about 14 children. And that baby in the line was the 7th baby that was dedicated on Sunday. And that baby was dedicated on the 27th day of the month of July. Praise the Lord. And this ministry is the ministry that has responded to the voice of the 7th angel. In the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. In the days of the voice of the 7th angel. It's no coincidence. And who is that 7th angel? We know from church history and from vindication that that man is William Marion Branham. William, 7 letters. Marion, 7 letters. Branham, 7 letters. the seventh angel. It's no coincidence. That is where God chose to give that testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To me, it is pointing to the fact that it is time is over. And when that baby is to be given birth to, it was a baby girl. And woman in the is speaking of church. Church is referred to in the Bible as woman. That is why we are called the bride. And God is using that as a sign to tell us that the bride will soon be produced in the seventh church age. And always remember, 777. If you look at Lamech, the father of Noah, he died at the age of 777 years old. 777. And after he died, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He produced that man, Noah, which symbolized the judgment that came upon the world. To tell you that after this seven church age, there's a judgment that is coming upon this world. And when we say it's a sign, we have some signs in the Bible. We are Bible students. I'm not reading from any Bible, making reference to it. If you notice that Mary was also for a sign. He said, "This the Lord shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive." The sign there, hallelujah, is the virgin birth. Why did he say it's a sign? Why sign? If a woman is a church, because we have three symbolic women in the Bible. The first one is Revelation chapter 12, which is Israel. The next one is Revelation chapter 17, which is the mother of harlot. That is the Catholic Church. Revelation chapter 17. Then, the third woman is Revelation chapter 19, which is the bride. Three women. Now, this woman, Mary, is a sign. She brought forth a man child. Now, not just that a woman was a virgin and that without meeting a man she got pregnant. Wonderful. But there is also more to it than that. It is also a sign speaking of that if Christ is going to be produced, it will be produced by a virgin or contaminated church. Christ cannot be produced by a worldly church. It has to be a church that answers to God and God alone. That's why God has to bring the restoration that has produced what we have today as the end time message. To bring us back to the original Christianity. Bible believing Christianity. That's why when you come here, we baptize like the apostles baptized. That's why here we don't ordain women pastors, because the original church did not have women ministers like that. That's why we don't have headquarters with branches. That's why the qualification for our ministers is not to go to school of theology. That's why here we don't believe that the evidence of that you receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. We know better than that. We know the evidence that you receive the Holy Ghost is that your life will change. We know it. And many others that you can see. That's why the pastor of this church is not Reverend Dr. Moses Alu. He's not. He's not Archbishop. He's not Chief Apostle. He's not the General Overseer anywhere, anything, nothing like that. There's nothing like that in the Bible, nothing like that. Praise the Lord. That's why this ministry is not a one-man ministry. When I finish now, he closes eyes, he's doing me. He wants to give revelation. I have finished my own, he must do his own. That is how the church of Jesus Christ is. That's why we don't charge people before we pray for them. I said, we did not give you form to pay registration fee before you come for counseling. That's why we don't force you to buy anything from us before we can see you. We don't do that. And that's why too, our women don't dress like the world. And our men too, don't dress like the world. Yes now, that's why you don't see us with tattoo on our faces. Eh? God forbid, God forbid. God forbid. That's why our women don't wear trousers. That's why women don't paint themselves, paint face, paint like masquerade. All that nonsense they do to their hair and their body. Put chain for leg, for neck, for everywhere. And it's worse still when you see a man carrying Bible. You say he's speaking in tongue and he has neck chain. Neck, are you a dog? Why are you putting chain on your neck? Are you a dog? Back to the original. That virgin bed. No doctrine of man, but the Bible. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the sign. And it is that church that will produce Christ. And that is what we are hoping to achieve, even in this ministry. Joseph was a sign. You know, the story of Joseph was completely the story of Jesus Christ. From beginning to the end. I don't have time to go into it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Elizabeth was for a sign. Hannah was for a sign. Old women in their old age, they still produce the promised child. No matter how old the church of Jesus Christ has been messed up with, 2,000 years after, there will be a bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job was for a sign to show everybody that there are people that are worshiping me, not because of what they can get from me. That was a sign. Show you that there are people, whether they have money or not, whether they are in poverty, whatever situation they find themselves, that they will worship him. He better deal with Satan. Oh, yeah, go and try him and see whether there is anything you can do to him that will make him deny me. And after he finished settling that matter, he restored the job back. I've forgotten something about Mary, I must add. Do you know that Mary producing Christ, in the process of that production, those prominent women through which Christ was produced, that Mary is the seventh woman, when you start counting from Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Ruth, Rahab, Bathsheba, and finally Mary produced Christ in the seventh. The seventh. Do you know that the Bible tells us in Jude verse 14 that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, was taken in a rapture? Seven. If this sister, this brother and this sister that testify, if you are spiritual, you can see that God is telling the spiritual people that I am coming soon. That I'm coming soon. All of you play with your Christianity. And thank God there is a platform for the whole world to hear this. All over the world, people are watching. We are replaying it again now. And this is my comments. We will play it and let everybody keep hearing it so that you have no excuse that you choke with eternal destination. What is it? You are pursuing all these worldly things. But why shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and you lose your soul. And what does Revelation do? Revelation makes you to take the proper stand before God. Stop choking with eternal destination. So that you will know how to walk with God. Some of you are in churches that are not churches of Jesus Christ. Get out of that church. You are following ministers that don't themselves want to go to heaven. A man that does not want to go to heaven, will he lead you to heaven? How do you know? By their fruits. By their teachings. Their emphasis, where are they emphasizing on? Let you know where they are heading for. What is the emphasis of that ministry? And the emphasis of that ministry should not just be heaven at last, as a chorus, as a song, as a slogan.
You are saying heaven at last, but the life you live, he's saying here, taking over the land. You want to take over all the land. And then at the end, you are saying heaven at last. You are a hypocrite. A hypocrite. It is not a slogan. It is not a confession. It is a life that reflects what you are hoping for. When we say, make your calling and election sure, it starts with hearing the shout, which is the message. That shout says, come back to the Bible. Come out of those denominational settings. And the first thing you do is to trim your lamp. Your lamp, there is revelation. There are so many revelations you have in your denominations that are wrong. Water baptism, which is the first step for the remission of your sins. You are going to church and you've done it wrongly. You've not even done it at all. We tell you now, go and do it again. You are thinking if you baptize in my church, you are doing me a favor. We get registered. We don't get registered. We don't give you a certificate. I get headquarters where I go report to. I'm saying it for your own good. Praise the Lord. You have a gift. You are not using it. I say, every one of us will give account. God gave you talent. The talent is a spiritual gift. You are not using your gift. When we go, you will stand before Christ. He will ask you, I gave you this gift. What did you do with it? We have been teaching you here. We have told you to come and receive correct baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have told you that you are not born again until you have received the Spirit of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is eternal life. You are hanging on to something they taught you in your denomination that cannot carry any weight. When we tell you, they say we are critics. Yes, we must criticize evil so that you will understand true righteousness.